Each year, the University of Oklahoma's College of Arts and Sciences holds a reception to honor its faculty members who have published a book within the past year. This year proves no different as we recognize faculty who published during 2008. University Libraries is joining in the celebration by creating a bibliography of these works and making it accessible through the library's website, and we are featuring these books in a display near the south entrance of Bazell Memorial Library. The bibliography lists works by the author's departments and includes bibliographic information and call numbers to make it easy to locate the books once they are no longer on display. To pique your interest in some of these works, excerpts have been chosen to represent the vast array of subject areas in which faculty in the College of Arts and Sciences are publishing. From OU's Modern Languages and Literature Department, Professor Ryan F. Long wrote Fictions of Totality, The Mexican Novel, 1968, and The National Popular State, which was published by Purdue University Press in 2008. In the introduction of the book, Long states, "Between the 1950s and the 1980s, Mexico experienced a significant political and economic transition, from a national popular to a neoliberal state model. Broadly speaking, the first model promoted the development of domestic industries and markets in order to achieve national independence. The second proposes that integration into the global marketplace is the only feasible solution to Mexico's stubborn social inequalities and economic woes. A significant epistemological consequence of this transition was registered in a special form of cultural production, the totalizing novel. Through ideological constructions of what the Mexican nation was or was meant to be, both the national popular state and the totalizing novel in Mexico wrestled with the difficulty of projecting unity and coherence into a historically heterogeneous social space shaped by legacies of colonialism and dependency. I understand a totalizing novel as a fictional work that aspires to reconstruct a day, as in the paradigmatic example of James Joyce's Ulysses, an event or even a nation in its totality." Professors of zoology and curators of the Sam Noble Oklahoma Museum of National History, co-authors Lori J. Vitt and Janely P. Caldwell, wrote the textbook Herpetology, the third edition published by Elsevier in 2009. The authors write, "Herpetology is a rapidly evolving field, and although it is a taxonomically delimited field, research on amphibians and reptiles has set new directions, defined new fields, and led to major discoveries in all conceptual areas of biology. Discoveries that have changed the way we think about life on Earth. Living amphibians and reptiles are representatives of a small number of the many historical tetrapod radiations. Amphibians were the first truly terrestrial vertebrates. Their ancestors were lobe-finned fishes, a group of bony fishes. These fishes appeared in the Devonian period, more than 380 million years before present, and radiated in fresh and salt water." Women's studies professors Carol S. Lilly from the University of Nebraska at Kearney and Jill A. Irving at OU co-authored Natalia, Life in the Balkan Powder Cake, 1880 to 1956, published by Central European University Press in 2008. The authors introduced the book by saying, "This life story of a Serbian woman, preserved in memoirs, letters, and mostly diaries over a period of more than 70 years, recounts the triumphs and tragedies of a life that takes place against the backdrop of extraordinary turbulence in the Balkans. Natalia's diary is impressive in its scope. It covers more than half a century, 5 wars, including the 2 world wars, 4 ideologies, and numerous governments, all told from the perspective of a remarkable, well-educated middle-class woman, mother of 6, twice widowed, but never cowed. This is a time of excitement in Serbia as its leaders carve an independent state out of the Ottoman Empire and attempt to modernize a largely rural and backward corner of Europe. It is a time of opportunity for many, like Natalia's husband Jova, who joins the effort to build the infrastructure of a modern economy, and for the growing number of middle-class families who send their children, in rare cases even girls, to the emerging system of state schools. It is, above all, a time of war, as the expanding Serbian state comes into conflict with its neighbors and, ultimately, the great powers of Europe. Through all of this, Natalia describes her struggle to receive an education, to raise her children and keep her family together, to be a good Serb, and sometimes simply to survive the horrors of war." From the English department, Professor Daniela Garofalo penned the book Manly Leaders in 19th Century British Literature, published by State University of New York Press in 2008. In the pages of the introduction, Garofalo argues, "The study of gender has moved from a focus on recovering women in history to understanding the complex ways in which gender systems operate in different places and times, and how gender relates to race, class, ethnicity, and nationality. This opening up of the study of gender beyond a concern with the recovery of forgotten women has also led to the creation of masculinity studies. If some have feared that the interest in masculinity would simply replicate the traditional focus on men, others have argued that broader study of gender can give us a more nuanced picture of how gender systems work in varied arenas. Manly leaders participate in this new interest in masculinities and in the inextricable interconnections between gender politics, economics, and national identity. One of the reasons gender was so crucial in the 19th century was that the emphasis on manliness responded to a fear of democracy and commercial culture, a culture that many thought might produce an effeminate people. Democratic equality and the scramble for economic power could threaten hierarchy as well as suggest that the political landscape had become peopled by ordinary individuals struggling for their share of power, a dull leveling that only imperiled the nation. Modernity required the supplement of gender to eroticize submission and make hierarchy again legitimate." These books and excerpts are a few examples of the wealth of faculty talent and scholarly expertise represented in the College of Arts and Sciences at OU. OU faculty proudly publish on a broad array of topics. Visit the library's website at http://libraries.ou.edu to search the library's catalog to see what other works your professors or colleagues may have published. If you have questions related to your research or our collections, please email us at librarian@ou.edu or call us at 405-325-4142.